This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. You probably saw the news over the weekend. The CDC got a list of banned words for their 2018 budget. If you haven't heard those words, they are vulnerable, entitlement, diversity, transgender, fetus, evidence-based, and science-based. Now, why would that happen? Because words are powerful. Words can change things. Words get things done. I want you to imagine this. You write a letter to your mother. Dear Mom, I love you. Thank you for being such an amazing influence on me. Love, your son. Now I want you to take that same scenario, but let's change some of the words. Dear Mom, you. I think you're a total bitch. You may be the worst mother ever. Fuck off and never contact me again. You could write that letter with the same paper, the same ink, but depending on which letter you sent, you would get two very different reactions. Now, let's talk about how this relates to your podcast. Your audience has its own way of communicating with each other. These words let them know who's an insider, who's with them, and lack of these words is going to let them know who's on the outside, who's against them. I was following a city bus about a month ago. There was an ad on the back. It said, "Cage calls you to lay it down." Now, that doesn't mean anything to most people. But if you're a motorcyclist, it means a lot to you. Cage, it means car, automobile. Laying it down is putting your bike down. So what they were saying in this ad was, did a car cause you to have to put your bike down? Was there negligence by that car? If so, call this attorney. If you're a motorcyclist and you see that ad and you've been through that situation, you're going to know that these guys understand you. Other people may not get it. Who cares? That ad is not targeted toward other people. It was specifically for people who have been injured in motorcycle accidents. Bird watching, you heard of bird watching, right? But bird watching people who actually do that, they don't call it bird watching. They call it birding. You have similar situations with the people that you deal with. And if you want to be accepted by a certain audience, you better show them that you're part of it. Worst case scenario, I want you to imagine this. You probably remember being in high school and the whole school would have an assembly. They'd bring in a motivational speaker or some guy to tell you to stay off drugs, and he just didn't connect. I see this a lot being in the buckle of the Bible Belt, Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of church groups, they try to connect to the youth, try to help them out, and they'll send some old guy. He'll try to use hip language, but it's language they used back in the 60s, the 70s, back when this dude was young. Things have changed. If you want to connect with people, you've got to show them that you are them. So let's talk about how to get your language in order. How can you show people that you are them? First of all, it helps if you are them. And a lot of podcasters, they start out that way. But I'm bringing this up on Big Podcast Daily because as podcast branches out, you may be asked to produce some other podcast, a podcast that you are not the market for. So let's talk about how to connect with these people. One, you need to research it. How can you do that? Amazon reviews are a great way to do that. Find a book, find a product that targets that market, and look how the people who are reviewing it are talking. They're going to use the exact language that they want to be spoken to with. But probably the best thing for you to do is to actually be part of the community that you're targeting. It's a famous New York writer, Gay Talese, and he wrote a book back in the 70s. It was called Thy Neighbor's Wife. Sounds kind of scandalous, doesn't it? Well, it kind of was. And what's even more scandalous was how Gay Talese researched this. He actually joined a nudist colony, actually participated in these events. Then he wrote about that lifestyle. That's how you connect with your audience, by being that audience. You want more advice on how to do this? Got a lot of it. Obviously, Big Podcast Daily, I'm here every day. And if you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, you can do so via Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast. I've also got a newsletter. If you go to bigpodcast.com, I will send it to you absolutely free of charge. Ideas on how you can better connect with an audience, make more impact, and get more listeners for your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next episode tomorrow.